right, see you later.
Okay, have fun driving your little scooters.
They're not scooters, okay? They're professional go-karts. You know they're go-karts.
Hey, good news, Raymond. They had the Meat Lovers pizza special today. You order one Meat Lovers, you get another free Meat Lovers.
You know, after breaking up with Amy, I know you swore off women, but I don't think turning to meat is the answer.
Yeah, very funny. That's a good one. I got side salads and wings, too, all for the big game. All right? So fire up the satellite because the food's going to be here any minute.
Oh, man. Robert, I completely forgot about this. Me and Andy, we got to go to work.
What, on a Saturday?
Yeah, a Saturday. Tell me about it. We lost our columns in the computer. Apparently some janitor, he spilled coffee on the motherboard.
All right. Okay, well, you know, maybe we'll do it next week, huh?
Yeah, definitely next week. Don't even try to get out of it. We're doing this next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, look, you mind if I use the phone?
No, go ahead.
Why can't Robert go with you?
Oh, yeah, right. Why don't I bring you, too?
Ray! Hey, Ray!
Oh, yeah.
You upstairs?
Yeah, but we're reading!
Ray!
Dad! Let's go. Your brother's in the hospital.
What happened?
What do you mean?
I don't know. He's in the hospital. Queens Hospital.
But why?
He was on duty. He got hurt. That's all they would tell me. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Mrs. Scarpool is coming over. She'll watch the kids. I'll meet you at the car.
Okay. Oh, my God. Robert.
What happened? Were you shot?
No.
Switchblade?
No.
Who did this? Tell me who did this to you.
What are you going to do, Mom?
You'd be surprised.
All right, back it up. Let's back it up a little. Some guys were running a rodeo, and we got the call to shut them down.
Wait a minute, rodeo? What is that, police talk for whorehouse?
No, it was a real rodeo, a rootin' tootin' rodeo.
In New York? In Queens. It was an illegal rodeo. See, these guys set them up in parking lots with animals, rides, music.
This city's got everything.
So we roll in and everyone scatters and we're running after them. And then we realize some of the animals were heading down Queens Boulevard.
So I took off after the horses.
You always wanted a pony.
All right, Ma, nobody cares about that. What happened to you?
Well, the horses were too fast, so I gave up. And then I hear ba-boom, ba-boom. And I look over, and there he is.
Who?
A bull. A bull? Yup, a big old bull. He was tied to a telephone pole, but he broke loose.
And then he started heading right for Judy.
Oh, my God.
Well, what happened?
Well, I yelled, hey, hey, bull. And I don't know. I guess I distracted him because he stopped cold. And then he turned. And then he started coming for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It was like that Wall Street ad.
Oh, that malt liquor commercial.
Yeah. So he's coming towards me, right? And
did you get away?
I'm telling you, the ground, it shook.
Why didn't you run?
I did run, Dad. I don't know if you've ever been in this situation before, but the first thing that comes to mind is run. So I'm running and running, and he's getting closer and closer, and then his horn gets me. and my feet are off the ground like I'm flying. Incredibly painful flying. And then he tosses me aside like a sock. And I'm on the pavement, and he gives me a couple of snorts and lumbers up the ramp and into his trailer.
Unbelievable. You were gored.
By a freaking bull. Holy crap.
What did he get you?
In my adductor magnus.
You what?
It's my upper thigh area.
Sounds like he got you in the ass. I'm not laughing. It's horrible. It's horrible. I'm not laughing.
It's upper thigh.
Oh, I hate all this police business. I always knew I'd get this call.
Really? Your son has been gored in the ass by a bull call?
It's upper thigh.
Your job is so dangerous. They should have prepared you better.
Yeah, they should have started you out as one of those clowns in the barrel.
You know, enough already. This is a serious injury, and I don't see you taking a bull for your partner.
Hello, Officer Barone. I just need to check your ID.
What? What? What?
Do you realize in a group that includes your father, you're being the most insensitive?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with Daddy. Must be tired. He's okay. Laughter is the best medicine, right? I'm keeping it loose. I'm keeping it light.
How about keeping it shut?
See, you're funny. You should get in there with me.
If you're going to sustain a puncture wound, the best place is actually a fleshy area like the rump.
You know, I'm getting a little tired. I really think that's enough visiting
okay.
for today.
All right, okay, you rest, sweetheart.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Yes.
All right there, son. Take it easy. Good job.
So much.
I'll be back a little later, Robert. This'll teach you to pick up an extra shift, huh?
Yeah, really. All right, I'll see you guys, huh?
Wait a minute. What do you mean extra shift?
Well, you said you had to work, so we came in early. See ya. Okay, we'll see you, Robert. You feel better, okay?
Okay, thanks, Deb.
Okay.
Yeah, feel better, all right, Robert? Oh, my God.
What? What's the matter?
It's my fault. Stupid go-karts. For the rest of my life, I'm going to have Robert's ass hanging over my head.
All right, let's get back to bed now.
Oh. I'm hating this.
Hey, Robert. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Raymond. I was just showing her a magic trick.
Well, you look great. And hey, guess what? From your past, a special lady.
Oh, God.
Come on. Hi, Robert.
Amy? Hi.
You know what? I'm going to get you a bigger seepage pad.
Thank you.
Robert, I heard about what happened.
Yeah, well, it's nice to see you again, Amy.
You too. I'll be back later. Don't forget to fill out your menu. Remember, you're on a soft diet.
So, you're looking well.
I read about you in the paper. You're famous.
Great.
Look at this, Amy. The animal rights people sent Robert a thank you for the humane way that he stopped the bull.
All right, Raymond. Look, Amy, it was nice of you to stop by, huh?
Oh, okay. I guess you should get your rest. Get better, all right?
That's what I'm here for.
That was great seeing Amy again, huh?
Yeah, once we stopped dating, I was worried I wouldn't get to be humiliated in front of her anymore.
So I heard you're packing up, going home soon. That's good.
I'm not going home.
What do you mean? Why not?
I can barely hobble, Ray. I can't take care of myself. I have to move in with Mom and Dad tomorrow.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Ah, come on, cheer up. Come on, cheer up. Cheer up or I'm going to get you. Look, I gotta tell you something. When you took the extra shift because I didn't watch the ball game with you, I know that you thought I had to go to work, but see, I kind of forgot that we had plans and I didn't want to hurt your feelings, so I told you I had to work, but really, I went with Andy to drive go-karts.
Why are you telling me this?
What do you mean? I feel bad. I want you to know.
You want me to know that?
Yeah. Yeah, and to give you this get-well-soon card. Yeah, see? The monkey slipped on the banana. I got it because looks like he hurt his upper thigh.
So you want to make me feel better?
Of course I do. What do you think?
I think you want to make you feel better.
What?
All this, Ray, your little telethon here. The balloons and the guest stars. This is because you feel guilty. And then by telling me that you dumped me so you could sit in a bumper car with Andy? How's that supposed to make me feel better, huh?
Go-kart.
As long as you feel better. Good night, Raymond.
All right, well, listen,
Robert. I said good night.
But I don't feel... Come on, Robert. Robert, come on. Robert, you can't do this here. Okay, you're going to end up in the basement with a tag on your toe. I'm telling you, I did what you said. I went over there, I gave him compassion, told him how I felt, made it worse. Nice going.
And how exactly did you show your compassion?
With balloons.
Did you tell him that you care about him?
It said it on the balloon. You're number one.
Why don't you try actually telling him that you care about him?
All right, look, don't get all girly on me, okay? He's my brother.
He doesn't know that you care about him.
He knows. He knows I would do anything for him.
Yeah, and he knows because you dumped him for Andy, because you told him you dumped him for Andy, or because you feel bad that he's mad at you for telling him that you dumped him for Andy.
First of all, nobody likes a mock multiple choice. And therefore, there will be no second of all. Hey, Robert. Busy?
What do you want?
Yeah, just to hang out. My old room. I'm glad someone else can enjoy it. Hey, you got the stereo, VCR. You got a nice setup here. Yeah, walkie-talkie. What's the ETA on that apple juice?
Apple juice coming up.
Hey, Robin, I got all the papers you've been in the last few days.
I've seen them.
Here's my favorite. Runaway bull. Cop gets horny. I think it's clever.
It's just the headlines. Nobody reads that, really.
Here's your apple juice, dear. All right, I'm going to the store to get you some more yodels. Do you want anything else, dear?
My dignity.
Silly.
Listen, I just want you to know that, you know, I'm sorry about what happened to you. And, you know, you're my brother and I really care about you.
Who told you to say that, Deborah?
No, what do you mean? Of course not. I'm telling you how I feel about you. And
what you say doesn't matter, Raymond, okay? Just go.
Well, come on.
Ma!
What are you going to do? Get her to throw me out?
I just need her. Ma, do you copy?
She went to get your stinking yodels.
Come on, what do you want? What is it? I'll do whatever you want.
3 o'clock. I need my bandage changed.
Ma! Come in, Ma!
Relax, Raymond. I can do it myself. It's bothering me.
Listen, I'll do whatever else you want. I'm just not good with the body in general. I prefer it to remain a wondrous mystery.
I'm not asking you to, Raymond.
You know, Mom's gonna be back real soon.
Forget it.
All right, come on. Move you over.
Well, what are you doing? I said you didn't have to.
I'm gonna do it. I wanna do it. How do you do it?
You're gonna change my bandage.
That's right. It's the upper thigh, right?
Okay, the fresh ones are over there.
I guess this is my payback for not changing enough diapers.
Are you gonna do it or not?
Yeah. What do I do?
Just lift up the plastic and take the old bandage off.
Okay. This is kind of like Christmas morning. If I was really bad.
What's the matter?
Nothing. It's just...
Big bull.
Yeah. Yeah. What do I do now?
Put on the new bandage and just pull the plastic over.
Nice. I don't know. I hope I'm doing this right.
You're doing good, Remy.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Hey, come on.
Thanks.
Hey, where are my keys? Good yodel, huh?
Yeah, but This one's hard to peel.
Little pieces, man. Little pieces.
Coming up on News 2 at 11, we have exclusive home video of a police chase. Only this time, the police are being chased by a bull. You won't believe it. All that and more coming up on News 2.
You look good.
Ray, you know, most husbands like cuddling with their wives.
Oh, they don't.
On the next Everybody Loves Raymond. Tonight at 7:30 on KTLA 5.